99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Sad news from the world of country music. His family says Toby Keith has died 1.5 years after he announced he had stomach cancer. He recently told CBS affiliate KOTV.
Cancer's a roller coaster, so it's like you just sit here and wait on it to go away. It may not ever go away. And if it goes in remission, it's still going to be in the back of your mind. You still have to do scans and stuff.
Keith, who began his career playing on the street, was one of the biggest names in country music. He had 42 top 10 hits. 20 of them reached number one on Billboard's country charts. Toby Keith was 62 years old. Stunned Brits are grappling with the news their king has cancer.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. King Charles has spent the night at home after beginning outpatient treatment for cancer. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Thankfully, this has been caught early, and now everyone will be wishing him that he gets the treatment that he needs and makes a full recovery.
Still no word on what kind of cancer the king has. The palace will say only it is not in his prostate. Prince Harry is believed to be en route to the UK this hour to see his father.
In Los Angeles, the sound of cars driving through flooded streets amid days of historic rainfall. Homes have been washed down hillsides. At least 3 deaths are blamed on uprooted trees. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
This has been a tough day for our city, a tough day for Angelenos, and I have spent time with our fire chief going around town looking at some of the, what is really devastation for many homeowners and residents.
The union that represents workers at the southern border is the latest to weigh in favor of the Senate's plan to overhaul immigration policy. President Biden likes it too.
Well, guess what? Everything in that bipartisan bill gives me control, gives us control, without being, and still meets the needs of the people being able to come across, legally come across.
But some lawmakers in the House say it'll be dead on arrival. A key procedural vote could come tomorrow. Driving a GM Silverado or a Sierra, the car maker is recalling more than 323,000 trucks because the tailgates may pop open while you're driving. A possible health threat at the airport. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The Ohio Department of Health is warning those who may have been at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport last week may have been exposed to measles. The possible exposure comes after the state health department over the weekend reported a child in Montgomery County, Ohio, as the first reported case of the state this year.
S&P futures down too. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips's name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some patchy fog out there again this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day. Today, our high 42 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47. On Thursday, a little light rain with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I stock up for food for the family. I buy sugar for the kids. Sugar's all healthy these days. Ever notice they say fruit roll-ups and gummy bites? Just give them sugar. We survived. Pixie sticks, remember those things? Yeah. And then they came out with that Magnum stick. Remember that thing? Made in a meth lab in Wyoming, but we ate it. We ate everything. We ate wax candy. We ate wax lips. How about that? You have the lips on. I think I'll eat them. It's wax!
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us today. Partly sunny, beautiful day with a high near 40, but here's the big news. Thursday and Friday, temperatures in the 50s. Maybe Punxsutawney Phil was right. We're going to get an early spring, huh? On your, excuse me, what is it, Tuesday morning. We're going to talk about a Racine ice rink this morning. How are we going to get one? Well, we'll find out this morning with our guests. And Mark Hertzberg's going to be here with Mike Frontier. And we're going to find out all about the Racine ice rink. It's not here yet, but they're working on it. So we'll talk about that coming up a little later on this morning after the 7 o'clock hour begins. I have an exclusive for you that nobody else knows. Mike Beno, who owns Our Wisconsin Magazine. You ever heard of Our Wisconsin Magazine? It's like a throwback to the way magazines used to be, with very heavy stock paper. It's a wonderful magazine about the state of Wisconsin. I love this magazine, Our Wisconsin. My wife has and I have been subscribing for years. And in there, they have a contest where somewhere in one of the parks in the state of Wisconsin, there's a key, and if you find that key, you get a trailer for your car, a trailer. It's a teardrop trailer, you know, with a couple of beds in it and so forth. It's a beautiful trailer. But you got to find that key. And it's in one of the parks in the state of Wisconsin. Now, here's the thing. County by county, every issue, they take a few counties out where it's not. And I, you know, my wife and I once checked Racine County, and then Racine County and Kenosha County were eliminated. Only Juneau County and Door County were left in this last issue. The issue hit the streets last Saturday, a week ago last Saturday. And everybody crowded into the parks in Juneau County and in Door County. And somebody found the key. Nobody knows that yet except you right now. Mike Bino told me, and he said, you can break the story. So if anybody's looking for that key in Juneau County, it's been found. It was the clues. He thinks he's given the clues too good. I don't think so. He said the clues are too easy. I don't agree with that. Anyway, it was when you go into the park, there was a sign. And I guess the sign, there were two pieces of cardboard or whatever, big, thick cardboard, stapled together, and the key was between the cardboard. You had to reach for it. And one of the keys was it, you have to reach. And he said an elderly farm couple was looking for the key, and they just happened to find it, and they'll get the trailer now. So you can stop looking. They were down to the final two counties. He told me, and you know what? He's going to be on with us next week. I'll let him tell the story about, I think he told it once before, but I'm going to tell it again, about the key that was attached to a bathroom or something. And some Amish kids came along and needed the wood or something and took the bathroom and dropped the key. They didn't even know they had the key there. So that's an exclusive, and you have it. Our Wisconsin Magazine. As a fact, I'll tell you the park it was in. Hold on a second. I wrote it down. Actually, I wrote it down on the page. Let me see if I can find it now. I think it was called Kennedy Park in New... Where was it? Oh, come on. I've got to find it here. I wrote everything down. You know what? You know, you write these things down, then you forget where you write them. That's my problem. So I'm going to write this down so I don't forget it. Oh, I forgot where I wrote it. Oh, here it is, right here. Okay, this is the teardrop trailer. It's a beautiful trailer attached to the car. You can sleep too comfortably. I mean, you can't walk around in it. It's not that big. It was found at Kennedy Park, Kennedy County Park, New Lisbon in Juneau County. That's where they found it. They start off with all the counties, the entire state. And each issue, they remove a few in the treasure hunt, and they were down to Door County and Juneau County. It was in Juneau County. He said, when you went up to the Dells for your Christmas party, you probably passed right by it. You didn't know it. I said, well, I was going somewhere, and it was raining out, and you know, I just wanted to get there. So that's it. Isn't that great? An exclusive right here at WRJN Radio. Hey, you know, we know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some. And we'd hate for you to forget. So WRJN and Rasmus and Diamonds here in Racine are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Stop by Rasmus and Diamonds Monday. You got to do it by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use anytime in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a one-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theater is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket so you can use it at Marcus locations for a year. Dinner provided by Sass Estate House in Tosa, and of course, a gift certificate from Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmus and Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years, so it's only natural that they present this fun Valentine's Day giveaway. Now, all you have to do is stop into Rasmus and Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue to enter by Monday, February 12th. So you got to get in there quickly, all right? Good luck. From Rasmus and Diamonds at WRJN. Get on in and register at Rasmus and Diamonds. What a prize package. That's pretty good. You get the flowers from Bayside Garden, one-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theaters providing the movie tickets, an endless popcorn bucket you can use all year long. I think it's like $5 and you fill it up. It's really good. Dinner at Saz's Steakhouse in Tosa, and a gift certificate from Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Whoa. All right. Let's get in there and register at Rasmus and Diamonds. You got to do it by February 12th. Just get in there and you got a great chance of winning. Everybody, you know, people say, I wish I could win the Powerball. You're not going to win the Powerball. This, you have a good chance of winning. Great Valentine's Day gift from Rasmus and Diamonds and all the sponsors there. And of course, WRJN Radio. All right. Love it. 6:15 at WRJN. The Wall Street Journal says the hot new bedtime for 20-somethings is 9 to 10 p.m. They say young adults are recognizing the link between sleep and health more than previous generations did. So it's Betty by 9 o'clock. It's Betty by about 6:30, 7 o'clock for me. I get so tired. You know, I get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, it's by 7 o'clock at night. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. And so you know, I hate to go to bed that early because I wake up about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning and I start roaming around the house. Then I get tired and go back to sleep. And as soon as I fall asleep, the alarm goes off. So maybe I should join these 20-somethings and go to sleep at 9 o'clock at night. That'd be perfect for me. I've never heard of this happening before. Last Friday, a radio station in Alabama announced that someone had stolen their entire 200-foot tower. That's a big tower, 200 feet. They stole the tower. Their building was vandalized and a bunch of equipment was taken. Police are investigating. How do you escape with a 200-foot tower? And where do you hide it? It's 200 feet. That's a big tower. Now, it's not like WRJN's tower. We have a big standalone tower without guy wires. I mean, it's a big stand. You couldn't. I mean, this thing is huge. It's like 340 meters, something like that. They do it in meters for some reason. Anyway, so it's a big tower. They could, ours is not like that, but still, 200-foot tower. They stole the whole tower. A bunch of current and former teachers at a middle school in Kentucky just hit the Powerball for $1 million. They'd been pulling their money and playing the same numbers for years, and they finally hit 30 of them, $33,000 each. That's kind of nice, huh? I like that. Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night starving? Maybe you grab a donut and a handful of chips and go back to bed. Luckily, there are dietitians out there who can help us make better decisions than that. They say the best late-night snack to choose, sliced turkey breast. And here's their reasoning for it. The protein will hold off your hunger till morning, and there's something in turkey called tryptophan. That's the stuff that makes you sleepy when you eat turkey on Thanksgiving. So it'll help you go back to sleep. This is freaky. A liquor store in Syracuse, New York, caught... let me get the New Yorkies out of my voice. A liquor store in Syracuse, New York, caught fire on Sunday. The sun was at fault. Seriously. Firefighters say sunlight streaming through glass containers ignited cardboard inside the store and started the fire. That's like when you used to be a kid with a magnifying glass. Remember, you used to try to set the leaves on fire? And some crueler people started to burn ants with it, which was really not nice to do something like that. But they used to use that magnifying glass to start a piece of paper on fire or a dried leaf. Remember that with the magnifying glass? That's what happened here. The sun came through and just happened to hit the glass, go right through the glass, and it sharpened the sunlight to start a fire and then burn down the liquor store. That is the freakiest fire I ever heard of before. By the way, a week ago, the cheapest Super Bowl tickets went on sale, $10,000 each. As of today, it's about half of that, $5,500 for a Super Bowl ticket. You know what the best seat in the house is for the Super Bowl? The best seat you could possibly get. Your couch in the living room. It really is. It's 6:18 at WRJN Radio. Partly sunny with a high near 40 today. Look out for Thursday and Friday this week. Highs in the 50s. That little groundhog was right after all, wasn't he? I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here. It's a Civic Media Station, Hometown Radio Refreshed, WRJN.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I want the bread, I need the two to cry, no. I don't want to learn the hard way, baby, hello. Oh, no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, unsinkable.
I hear that Toby Keith passed away. Yeah, country legend. Is it Toby Keith who passed away? Let me double check that. I was here listening to CBS News at the top of the hour. And believe that's what they said. Yeah, Toby Keith, dead at 62, had stomach cancer. Wow. And they got the King of England has cancer now. Bad news travels in groups, huh? With Faith Hill, This Kiss, at WRJN Radio. We've got tickets to give away to contemporary Christian singer Lauren Daigle. She's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 9th. You can win tickets this morning. I think that is the last day we're giving away tickets, right? This might be your last chance to win, so we'll give away later this hour, okay? Okay, you're going on a big road trip, are you, huh? All right, let's talk about your snack here. What's your go-to snack when you go on a road trip? We pack everything in the car. We have a cooler we got from the Wisconsin State Fair years and years and years ago, so we put our drinks in there. We just bring water with us, really. We don't bring much other than that. But water, but when it comes to snacks, I'm trying to remember, I think we bring luncheon meats and then bread so we can make our own sandwiches in the car if we get hungry. Because sometimes, you know, if you have to keep stopping at places, you'll never get to where you're going. So I think that's what we do. I don't think we bring chips or anything. Anyway, a poll found, they looked into the most, most of us give ourselves a free pass to when we go on a road trip. We tend to eat whatever we want, right? All bets are off. The most popular options, junk food, which isn't surprising. A few healthier options that did make the list on road trips, chips, chocolate, cookies, nuts or seeds, candy, and fruit. I think my wife brings fruit if we go on a road trip. And granola bars. I think she brings granola bars, too. I don't eat them, but she brings them. By the way, 44% of us think it's unacceptable to say no eating in the car on a road trip. Close to two-thirds of those people say if that was the case, They just wouldn't go. Well, if we take my wife's car, there's no eating in the car. Absolutely no eating. My car, all bets are, you got chips, you can throw fries all over the cars, you can do whatever you want in my car. There are french fries everywhere hidden in little gaps in the car. In her car, no eating is allowed. You have to go outside of it to eat. Now, when we go on a road trip, we rent a car, usually. So then you can eat in the car. But her car, nope. No eating in that car. Man, I hope this is fake. If not, kids have hit a new low for laziness. A photo of kid's seventh grade book report is going viral because he obviously used ChatGPT to cheat and write it. It's written out by hand, but the last paragraph starts with ChatGPT's disclaimer. Quote, as an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions. The kid actually wrote that in there. Or left it in there. Let's put it that way. That is lazy. There are times when it's not cool to be scrolling through Instagram, like when you're at a meeting. Do you ever do that when you're in a meeting? Get on your phone and start looking through Facebook and Instagram. When you're at the movies, people do it at the movies. Now, they don't generally do it while the movie's on. They do it while they're showing the coming attractions, trailers, and things like that, which is annoying, but I guess it's acceptable. When you're in the middle of getting married, now, there's a video online of a couple walking down the aisle just after getting married on their way out of the church. The groom has his head buried in his cell phone. It's unclear what he's doing, but he's getting torched on social media for doing that. Guy just got married, and he's on his phone checking stuff. A kid from Texas recently left his favorite hat behind while his family was staying at a hotel in Mississippi. The staff at the hotel would not mail it back to him. But his mom called a cab company nearby, and they stepped in. The owner of the cab company picked up the hat, mailed it to the kid. Told the reporter he just likes helping people whenever he can. This happened to me, not with a hat, with a book. Remember the guest I had, Wisconsin Supper Clubs, the other day? Okay. So we take that book with us when we travel to Wisconsin, just in case we want to stop at a supper club. So we take the book with us, and we leave it at the hotel by accident. It's rare when we ever leave something behind, but this book we left behind for some reason. So we get home. That's a couple of hundred miles away, the hotel, about 200 miles away, whatever it is. And they won't mail it to us. I say, well, I'll send you the money for the postage. That's not a big deal. I'll send you the money. Just mail it. Nope, won't do it. I said, there's no way you're going to mail. Nope, you have to come pick it up. I'm not going to drive 200 miles to pick up a book. It's 200 there, 200 back. So I called the hotel corporate office. And they must have said something because the manager said, the book is on its way. We're mailing it back to you, no charge. I mean, that's, come on. I just spent a couple of nights at your hotel. It's a book, for goodness sake. What's it going to cost, $3 to mail it back? I said I'd send you the money. But they wouldn't do it until I, you know, called the corporate office. Yeah, I generally don't do that kind of thing, but I wanted the book back. A new report found one in 568 flights worldwide had an unruly passenger incident last year. That's up from 835 the year before. Verbal abuse and drunk people are two of the main culprits. But not following the airline's rules ranks first. Rule 187, why I do not fly. There's so many reasons why I hate flying. Ugh, it's such an arduous task to fly these days. Getting through security, then sitting there waiting, then the wings falling off, so you got to wait a little bit. The engine doesn't work. It's been shooting out sparks. So they make you wait longer. Then the pilot didn't get up in time. His alarm didn't go off, so you got to wait even longer than that. So, you know, it's those kind of things that really drive me nuts. So what was it? I was going to say something brilliant there, and I forgot what it was. Oh, so anyway, the other day, they show on ABC, was it ABC World News? Yeah. A passenger, was on one of those unruly passenger shows they have on A&E now. So they get this woman, she won't leave. She wouldn't put on a mask. This was an older vintage one. She wouldn't put on a mask. And she's arguing, and so the feds come on the plane to take her off, and she's kicking and screaming and causing a big scene. Now she's banned from the airlines for life. She can't ever get on that plane again. And she's stuck at the airport. She's got to find a flight to get on, and this airline won't fly her out. People are so stupid. That's another reason why I don't fly on planes. Stupid people. 629 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for being here. We're talking ice rinks coming up shortly. Don't move.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Well, the cattle industry got together last week in Orlando, and there was one consensus. This beef cattle herd isn't going to grow anytime soon. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One of the guys keeping an eye on the numbers is Kevin Good. He's vice president of market analysis at Cattle Facts, and he said despite record prices, this cattle herd isn't going to grow all that fast.
Obviously, Mother Nature is going to be the major headwind and has been the last couple of years to expand this cow herd. And, you know, it'll happen. You know, it might take longer than we'd all like. We've gone through 5 years of liquidation. And frankly, we're kicking the can down the road another year because of the weather that we've experienced the last 12 to 18 months. So you got about 40% of your feedlot population's heifers, and your cow slaughter, even though it's substantially below a year ago levels, it's still at a liquidation pace. So we are going to liquidate, in our opinion at least, mildly in 2024, and then would expect that we can start rebuilding the herd as we go forward from there.
Kevin Good is the vice president of market analysis at Cattle Facts. His comments coming after USDA's cattle inventory report out last week that showed our beef cow numbers at the lowest we've seen since the 1950s, our calf numbers at the lowest numbers since we've seen in the 1940s. He said that being said, the prices we're seeing at the retail level are going to have to flatten out a bit to keep consumers engaged with this protein. Fabulous Farm Babe. Glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 4 cents at 159. 40-pound block cheese, doubly butter, both unchanged. Right now, March corn's unchanged. December new crop up a penny, 479. March beans unchanged. November new crop unchanged, 1176. July wheat's down a penny, 601. March milk down 3, 1774 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot for you to get you started on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
We have some patchy fog out there again this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day. Today, our high 42 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47. On Thursday, a little light rain with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Cheerios says may lower cholesterol on the box. Cheerios may lower cholesterol. You know what I know about Cheerios when it says may lower cholesterol on the box? I know that Cheerios doesn't lower cholesterol. Because if it did, it would say Cheerios lowers cholesterol, but it says may. It says may. So they either honestly they don't know, or they have the laziest scientists in the history of the world working down at the Cheerio factory. Where they just come in every day, hey, Wendell, how's it going? Just checking to see where we stand with the whole cholesterol thing. Can we put that Cheerios lowest cholesterol on the box? Yeah, I wouldn't yet. I would just stick with May. Just go with May. You haven't figured it out? No, we're trying to. We're plugging away, but there's a lot of stuff going on. I got a phone call earlier. Just go with May. Put May. May lower cholesterol. They're not going to know. Put May. They'll think it lowers. You don't know. I don't even know. So how are they going to know? I don't know. You don't know that it couldn't, right? Put that. Cheerios. You don't know that it couldn't lower cholesterol. Definitely should lower cholesterol. Cheerios.
At WRJN Radio.
I want to thank.
Partly sunny, highs near 40 today. Cloudy, lows around 34 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 45. Thursday and Friday, temperatures in the 50s. I don't believe it. I mean, I believe it, but I don't believe it. We're talking ice rinks, a Racine ice rink. Yes, we have some special guests coming in. Mark Hertzberg is going to be here along with Mike Frontier. We're talking about the Racine ice rink. You say, where is it? Well, it's not here yet, but they're working on it. So we'll hear more about that coming up. Plus, I want to know what happened to the ice rink we used to have by Festival Park. Remember that big ice rink they had? I think I know what happened to it. Then they built a small ice rink in Monument Square one winter. I don't know if that worked. It was pretty tiny. I mean, there were a lot of people there, and you really couldn't get much skating going on. But anyway, we'll talk. We'll find out. 7:06 this morning. Plus, we have some tickets to give away to Lauren Daigle. She's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 9th. You can win tickets coming up. Got another pair of tickets to give away this hour right here at WRJN. I think your boss is demanding, if you work for Martha Stewart, she expects you to be available all the times, 24 hours a day. She once called an employee on a Sunday and said he couldn't talk because he was taking a bath. She said, I knew I couldn't work with that person. She gives that appearance that she's a tough cookie to work for. There's something about her that says, I don't want to work for Martha Stewart. But, you know, Martha Stewart, I mean, she's pretty big. But she just gives that vibe. about her. Hey, if your boss offered you a promotion that didn't come with a raise, would you take it? I'll give you a promotion, no raise. 64% of us, we would take it. I worked for a radio station once. It was a big radio station. Big. One of the biggest in America, WSB Radio in Atlanta. And the money wasn't there. It was very low pay. And I asked why. And the program director said, you can say you worked at WSB Radio on your resume. That's worth a lot more than just cash. And you know what? I was in my 20s at the time, mid-20s. I believed him. I said, wow, he's right. Saying I work here is worth much more than money. What was I, a moron? Did I just fall off the turnip truck? What the heck was I thinking when he said that to me? And he told everybody, that all the employees, we didn't make a lot of money. Other stations in town made a lot more money than we did. And we were the biggest, one of the biggest in America. Well, you get to say you work here. That's more than cash. The heck was I thinking? What's the germiest spot in your car? Number one answer from people in a survey was the steering wheel. Incorrect. The germiest spot in your car, according to a swab test, is actually your driver's side floor mat. Yeah, how often do you clean that thing? How many years before cleaning? Yeah, a lot, right? A poll asked people why they like to be greeted, or if they like to be greeted and offered help when they enter a store. You ever get that? I know every time I enter Walgreens, they say, hi, welcome to Walgreens, which is nice. And I always say back, I consider myself welcome. Thank you. How are you? I like that when somebody greets you and says, how are you and can I help you? I like that. That's good. But only 8% of people like it. 40% of people say it doesn't matter to them either way. 52% said they do not like it. Some say it even makes them feel very uncomfortable unless they need something. Then they immediately become frustrated no one's in sight. Now, I don't like somebody to follow me around asking me if I need help. But if I need help when I walk in the store, I just, you know, do you know where the, you know, the machetes are? You know, I don't know. I like that. Maybe that's just me. Now, the survey asked people what has contributed to their failed relationships and asked them to check all that apply. Here are the seven most popular culprits that contribute to a relationship that fails. Clinginess. 43% say that played a role. Overuse of social media. It's good to see this one so high, too, because that's so true. 42% of people said using too much social media wrecked their relationship. Poor hygiene. Yeah, you have to kind of shower and shave and, you know, wash yourself occasionally. No sense of humor or a different sense of humor. Being too obsessed with their pet. I can picture that. Poor manners and not liking a specific food. That wrecks your relationship? I'm in big trouble then because I'm not a big fruits and veggie eater. And my wife is. So I managed to survive that one. A 14-year-old teenager in Texas graduated high school. You heard right. A 14-year-old teenager in Texas graduated high school and is headed to the University of Texas at Arlington. She entered high school at the age of 10. She plans to study computer science and aviation. Her sister also graduated high school at age 14. I struggled to get out of 18. And this one's graduating at 14. She's in high school at age 10. I was in the fourth grade at age 10. Yeah, fourth grade. Learning how to write cursive? Is that what I was doing at age 10? Odd but true. Not sure who needs to hear this today, but the United States Postal Service would like you to know that you do not need a box to ship a coconut or a potato. Just write the address on it, weigh it for approximate postage, and it will be shipped as is. So I can bring a potato to... I'm going to do that today. I have to mail some letters to the post office. I'm going to bring a potato and mail it to myself. You can actually mail a potato through the mail. That kid, yeah, it says you can. Looking to bear all this summer? Want to take all your clothes off? LawnStarter.com recently conducted a survey and a study to determine the American cities that are the best for naked bicycle riding. Here are the top three: Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle. I didn't know you can just drive through on a bicycle naked. I guess you can. Do you know it's not illegal for women to be naked in New York City? It's not illegal. They can take their tops off. I mean, what you do, they get you on a disturbance. You're causing a problem. But it's not illegal. You can do it if you want to. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could do it. This seems like something that only works in the movies. Three suspects, led police on a chase, then stopped at a shopping mall to change clothing, and it worked. The police had the place surrounded, but they were somehow able to slip out undetected. I just saw one of those police shows the other day. I think it was, well, not live PD, what's that, On Patrol Live or something like that. And they were chasing this guy, and he had a fast car, and he was getting away from them. He was going through fields, and he finally wound up at this house. They know he had a mullet and a red shirt. That's what they saw him get out. He had a mullet and a red shirt, and they finally find his car at this remote farmhouse or whatever it was. And they surround the house, and he comes out, and he's bald. He has no hair in his head, and he's wearing a yellow shirt. The first thing he did was run in the house and cut all his hair off so he could say he's not the same guy. It's the same guy. So they arrested him, but he cut all his hair off in only like in minutes. I don't know. It must have been the fastest shape job on a head I ever heard of before. But he did it. All right, Reddit users made a list of all the unrealistic things you see a little too often in movies. How many times have you seen these things happen? For example, no one has to wait for anything. Not a taxi, not a coffee, not even a phone call. It's always there. Always finding a parking space. Used to get me on the TV show Dallas when they were in Dallas, Texas, the Ewing Oil building. When JR pulled up, there was always a space right in front of the front door of the building. Yeah, that happens all the time. Being able to up and leave for a trip without any planning. Someone who is bedridden for months is able to get up quickly and walk. Having time for a full-on breakfast before work or school. Yeah, you sit down, there's bacon, eggs, sausages, biscuits, and coffee, and it's all there on the table as soon as you wake up in the morning. Yeah, that happens. Not setting a time for things, yet the characters somehow always seem to know when to meet up. And the villain wasting time instead of killing the main character right away always has to explain everything to them. You ever see that one? Yeah. They always explain. Aha, I'll tell you how I got away. They explain the whole crime to them. All right. We got some tickets to give away right now. You want to go to the State Fair and see Lauren Daigle on stage live. She's coming there Friday. Why do we always say live like they're going to appear dead? No, she's on stage Friday, August 9th at the Wisconsin State Fair. Her soulful music has amassed 1 billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows around the world. She'll perform hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale right now at WIStateFair.com, WIStateFair.com. And right now I've got a pair of tickets to give away. You want to go? All right, phone lines are open. See if you can get through. There should be no problem getting through. 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756, and that spells 262-634-WRJN. Do you have a call right now? Let's see who we got here. We're giving away our last pair of tickets, right? Hey, good morning. What's your first name?
Mo.
Mo, like from the Three Stooges?
Mo. Mo, yeah.
Like from the
Three Stooges? Well, my real name is Mauricio, but they call me Mo.
Okay, we'll call you Mo. My father, when he had his company in Brooklyn, New York, when he had a pump company, one of the people he worked for was Mo, M-O-E, like from the Three Stooges. That was his name, Mo. And everybody said, what's that short for? He said, it's not short for anything. It's just my name. Hey, Mo, hold on. We got some tickets for you. You're going to go see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair. Hold on, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. Don't move. We got those tickets coming up. Got to get some info from you first. All right, what do we got for you? Oh, coming up in 7:06 this morning, we're talking about the possibility. They're working on getting an ice rink in the city of Racine, so you can go ice skating. We used to have one, but it's not there anymore. We'll find out what happened to it. Right? That's coming up here. WRJN Radio, 6:48. Looking for a partly sunny day with a high near 40. Cloudy tonight, lows 34. Cloudy with a high near 45 tomorrow. Temperatures in the 50s. Thursday and Friday. Hey, Mo, you going to go swimming on Thursday and Friday? It's going to be in the 50s. What do you think?
Of course.
Well, barbecue, we're going to go swimming. It's in the 50s. That little groundhog was right after all, early spring. Who would have thunk it?
to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Stevenson. Remember that song? 652 WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Do appreciate it. Kenosha County is set to take a significant step toward a casino today. That's topping our news from Stuart J. Waddles, our news director in the news center today. In Madison, there will be a signing of an intergovernmental agreement with the Menominee Indian Tribe. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian and Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman are anticipated to be present at the signing. Although the project secured approval from the City Council and County Board, still needs federal approval and a signature from the governor. Elkhorn police have a person of interest in custody in connection with the double homicide at a bar last week. The person was taken into custody on unrelated charges over the weekend, and police aren't saying why they are considered a threat. Investigators haven't said much about what led up to the murders of Emerson and Gino Weingart. The investigation is ongoing. In some communities, you can go vote today. In-person absentee voting starts today for places that have spring primaries on their ballots. Not all cities and towns are included. And the best way to find out about electoral matters in your neighborhood is the website, myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. They can tell you about your specific ballot. A photo is required for any type of voting in the state of Wisconsin. The Racine man arrested for the Kenosha bank robbery has a history of committing the crime. That's according to a release from the Kenosha Police Department. Last Friday, a 65-year-old man allegedly robbed the BMO Harris Bank branch on 52nd Street at just after noon. After handing a note to the teller, getting money, and running off, police said they were able to ID his car and arrest him the next day. It said the suspect has an extensive history of bank robberies. Ballpark parking is getting what's called an upgrade. This year, parking at Brewers games will move a little more quickly, with the team announcing everyone will now have to use the Major League Baseball app. That's the MLB app. When people arrive at American Family Field, those who have paid for parking in advance will log on the app. Paying on the spot will require users to scan a QR code in the parking lot or pay online. Those news stories and more, we're going to update them throughout the day today and add to them. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center, our news director, thinking about that story there for a second. So remember the old days, you used to pull into a parking lot and park? Now you got QR codes. What is going on out there? My goodness. It's getting tough to park a car. It's getting tough to do anything these days. You got to get codes and secret handshakes and everything. Man, oh, man, oh, shepherds, let me tell you. It's 6:55 at WRJN Radio. We're looking for a partly sunny day today. Beautiful day with a high near 40. Cloudy, lows around 34 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 45. And get this, temperatures in the 50s on Thursday and Friday. Punxsutawney Phil, absolutely correct. Good for him. Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management and always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning, community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. All right, never thought of this before. One in four bosses has an employee they wish would leave the company. And their best ways to encourage someone to quit: give them a formal warning, point out their shortcomings quite often, reduce their responsibilities, and hire their eventual replacement. Wow. I did have somebody who wanted them to leave here. The former owner came up to me one day when I was sitting. I was just working. As a matter of fact, it was in this very studio. I was working, doing something. He said, "How would you feel if you didn't work here anymore?" Hint, hint, hint. I said, "You're firing me? I don't know what. I don't know how I'd feel." And needless to say, a few weeks later, I was out the door. There's a diet called the boredom diet that says you can lose weight by eating nothing but mac and cheese. I want it. Or any other delicious food you love. All you have to do is eat nothing but that food. And a study researchers found that after 1 week, you get so bored of the food, about 100 calories less per meal you start consuming. You know, that's true. I got this thing from the one of the supermarkets. It's called Nashville Hot Chicken Tenders, but they're Nashville Hot. And I love them. I was eating. Now I'm bored with them. As a matter of fact, last night I told my wife, I don't buy these anymore. I'm tired of them. That's so true. You do get tired of eating the same food over and over again. But where I will eat less of that food, I'll make up for it somewhere else. I mean, I'm not going to stop eating. Now, if you stocked only that in the house, I guess I would stop eating it. I guess. I guess you get hungry enough, you'll eat it, right? All right. Coming up, we're talking about ice rinks. Even though it's going to be 50 degrees Thursday and Friday, we're talking about ice skating rinks here at Racine. That's straight ahead at WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station here on your Tuesday. It's Tuesday? It's Tuesday. Yeah, it says right here on the clock. Tuesday, February 6th. All right.
Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.